In Play Radio from William Hill. We've got it covered.
You're listening to William Hill's In Play Radio. I'm Melissa Wharton and I'm joined on the line by Joe Crilly, press officer for William Hill. Hello, Joe. How are you doing?
I'm very good indeed. Thank you.
Countdown is coming then. The big one, NFL. How excited are you personally for this?
Oh, I absolutely love it. And it must be in my breeding as well. My birthday is always around the Super Bowl weekend, so that's always a Monday off work for me. Get the friends round, cook up some ribs and what have you, and we sit up and watch the Super Bowl, whether it finishes at 2 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the morning. It's absolutely brilliant, and I just can't wait.
In terms of the company then, how are we seeing this season's NFL?
Well, it's a sport which is increasing in popularity year on year, not just in betting terms, but the amount of games that are being shown on the TV, and that you're just seeing more and more exposure to it every season. And in terms of what we're predicting to see this year, we're actually looking at around about £20 million. The first time that we're probably going to see that figure in terms of turnover in the history of us taking money on this sport. If you put it into a little bit of context, last year we probably took around about 16 million, and the year before that we took around about 11. So it's almost double what we took 2 years ago. So, wow. I mean, the increase is just astounding.
And what kind of bets are people diving on this year?
Well, it's all about the outright at the moment. People are back in Seattle to retain their Super Bowl crown. 12.5% of all bets that have been placed on the market have been for the Seahawks. New England are looking slightly improved on previous seasons. Obviously, they were the power team of the noughties, but haven't really replicated that form into this decade. But they are the second best bet team, with just over 10% of all bets being placed on them. And if you look at the market itself, Seattle favourites 11-2, and New England third favourites at 8-1. So the punters are kind of following the favourites in the market, with just last year's beaten Super Bowl finalists and beaten quite resoundingly Denver. They're 6-1 third favourites.
And what other markets are people diving into then this year?
So we've got all the American sport as a whole is purely based on statistics. And sometimes the amounts of statistics can be quite baffling, but the three big ones in American football are passing yards. So obviously the quarterbacks, who will get the most passing yards, and you've got Drew Brees and Peyton Manning, the New Orleans quarterback, and the Denver quarterback, both the favourites there, 5-2, with Matthew Stafford at 8-1. Then you've got most receiving yards. You've got Calvin Johnson, red hot favourite at 11-4, a long way ahead of Demaryius Thomas and Julio Jones at 8-1. And then rushing, so the guys running from the back and carrying the ball, Adrian Peterson and LeSean McCoy head the betting at 4-1 in that market.
Personally, who do you hope lands the big one this year?
Well, I spent a year in New Orleans, so they are my team. The Saints, they did it a few years ago, and that was a great day. They are still up towards the top of the betting, obviously, with American football and American sports in general. You have the draft system, which can turn one of the worst teams into one of the best teams in the space of 4 or 5 years. It's not quite happened. New Orleans were one of the best teams. They remain one of the best teams at the moment, and they are sixth in the betting, 12-1, and that's where my money's going this year.
Fantastic. And in terms of the opening round of fixtures then, any surprises that you can think of? I mean, Seattle Seahawks short enough at 2-5, but look like they have too much of the Green Bay Packers at 21-10.
Yeah, I mean, that's the main game that I'm looking at this weekend. It's probably going to be the best game of the weekend, perhaps the closest game of the week as well. I think we've got Seahawks at -6 on the handicap at 10-11. That's certainly a one to look out for, but I wouldn't be backing them in the outright market. Probably a little bit too short for my money, but in the handicap market, -6, 10-11, that's where I'm going to be placing my first week money.
Fantastic. And just talking about that game, the point spreads there, 46.5. Would you be tempted to go overs or unders?
Unders, definitely. You've obviously got two very talented offences there in Seattle and in Green Bay, but you're also looking at two very talented defences as well. And in Seattle, you have it was the defence that really won the Super Bowl for them last year. You've got some fantastic players that play on that side of the pitch, and I reckon they're going to keep the point scoring low, but it's going to be a close one.
And in terms of everything else, and you've told us where your money's going, what would be your best bet for the season, bar who you think is going to win on the outright?
Best bet for the season.
Yeah, putting you on the line here.
Right, OK, so I'm going to avoid going for Drew Brees in the most passing yards. He is the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. And at 5-2, he looks a shoe-in for the most passing yards. I'm going to have a look at the regular season MVP. And I'm going to look at Tom Brady, quarterback for the New England Patriots. I mentioned earlier that they are a lot more improved on previous seasons, at least previous recent seasons, and at 8-1, I think New England in a relatively easy, they've got relatively easy fixtures this time around, because not every team plays each other every single season in the NFL. They've got a relatively easy fixture list, which should take them easily into the postseason, and at 8-1 for regular season MVP, I think that looks like a decent bit of value there.
Fantastic. Well, thanks, Joe Crilly, of course, press officer for William Hill. I hope you get a few beers and enjoy the first round of NFL.
I certainly will. Thank you.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.